Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Okay, first thing I'm going to do is going to do a test of me, okay? Because I watched the Netflix show.
Okay.
Absolutely love it. But there's seven of you.
Yeah.
I'm not always used to interviewing seven people at one time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So let's just make sure I get it all right from left to right. Hendrick.
Yes.
Cruz.
Yes.
Joshy.
Yes.
See, I'm putting away in the end of it. Like, I'm not going to forget Sean. I mean,
Steve.
Like,
oh, yeah, Sean.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Peter. John.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
There
say
you
yeah.
go.
Oh, God, thank God.
I was, he likes taking a moment to think about a moment.
Yeah.
I'll
have
a good silence.
And Danny.
Yeah.
That in itself, I think, is impressive. No, thank you, Sean.
That is impressive.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the TV show. The TV show gave us all an insight into you guys that we don't usually get when a band arrives. Like, right. Who's this? Who's that? We're interviewing this person. And it's great and exciting. But, like, the fact that you guys gave us this insight into where you all come from, how you all got here. Like, there's already a kind of an ownership of you guys. Do you feel that, Cruz? Do you feel that, like, people know who you are in a way that maybe they wouldn't do if we were just bringing out a single?
Yeah, I feel like people have got to know our personalities and they actually know us for, like, you know, who we are as people, and they've seen our families and how we've grown a lot and how we, like, we've bonded together, and I feel like it's such a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, here. Yeah. And Sean, how is it with all these lads? Are they treating you all right?
Yeah, took a minute though. They couldn't understand me for a while. But they've gotten used to me. It's funny actually, because like the other day my friend came over and he doesn't even have as strong an accent as me, and they couldn't understand him.
Well, when two Irish people speak together, like it does very quickly descend into sounds.
I can understand Sean so clearly. Like I could from the start, to be fair, but like now that I've been chilling, I can understand him. But his mate, I was like, have you got a really stronger accent than Sean? And he didn't. But like, I thought he did just because I'm used to Sean.
You see, yeah, you got used to decoding this.
Yeah,
I get it. So, Sean, where are you from exactly, Sean?
From Glasnevin.
From Glasnevin, Dublin 11. Shout out to D11. Yeah, love it.
D11, come on.
Okay, so, boys, so Josh and Danny, you guys are like lifelong friends for years and years in Chorley.
Chorley,
Bolton area, right?
Yeah, it's close to Bolton, yeah.
See, I know that from Phoenix Knights. Are you guys aware of Phoenix Knights?
Yeah, fair enough.
Phoenix Knights is a Peter Kay,
very
I know.
Funny.
And it's
very
like it's like when show. Someone says Father Ted to Sean. I get it. You're
Paddy McGuinness
you're
as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Paddy McGuinness. Peter Kay and Paddy McGuinness. So forgive me if I slip into Bolton every now and again. I'm just trying my best, boys. Make you feel at home.
Yeah, hey, listen. Listen,
right?
we can get it right back at you, mate. Yeah. All right.
Get over there or over there?
No, over there, yeah.
Lads, how wild has this been? Everyone has been watching the show. December 10 is when it came out. We all watched it up to Christmas and over Christmas and everything. There's been a little bit, I guess, of what we've perceived as, okay, a little bit of a breath. But you guys probably shot that like a year ago or 2 years ago, whatever.
Yeah,
so what we've seen as like a little bit of a break and now you're here has been a long time building up to right where we are now.
It's what's mad to me. Like the whole show is such a condensed look at us, and even like those six episodes, there's so much that happened within us that's not necessarily in the show. But I think the bond that we've created since then, the music that we've been making and the tour that we've just been on, like so much has happened and it's just incredible to finally have it out in the world.
Yeah. Amazing. And Nicholas, obviously there's English and Irish lads and there's a Portuguese man here. Bem-vindo. Yeah.
Thank you. Muito obrigado.
Obrigado.
How are you finding all these lads? Are you, whatever about them understanding Sean, your fluency is unbelievable in English.
Thank you. I mean, I was born and raised in Slough in the UK for 10 years. Big up Slough. But yeah, I mean, I'd lived in Portugal. I still live in Portugal for the past 6 years. So it took a while to just back into the English culture. But I feel like they've done a good job in bringing me back.
Nice.
And well, yeah, I've just...
Me and Josh are bringing the inner Chorley out of Nicholas.
Well, here, well, Slough famous. Do you know what sitcom? Not you know, but does anyone else know what sitcom is famously set in Slough?
No.
The UK Office.
There we go.
Oh, really?
Slough Business Centre. Yeah. Every time you watch the intro and the little song plays, you'll see Slough come up there. Yeah, yeah.
Great
yeah.
things come out of Slough.
It's true. For my 27th birthday, I lived in LA. My girlfriend, who's now my wife, bought me my present. My present was to go to Anaheim in California and go see the NSYNC Celebrity Tour.
No way. That's so sick.
When you guys when you did this exactly, Danny.
I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye. Don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
meant so much to me because like you could have done any boy band song and it would have been great. But what you guys did with that is just so special.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely loved it. And there's high standards. Like I do think they're the best boy band ever. Apologies to Backstreet Boys, but I do think they're right up there.
Yeah. They're definitely up there.
Yeah, they're definitely top.
Hendrik, who's your favorite? Who's your top boy band ever?
See, I've always looked at the One Direction.
Okay, that's fair.
As a kid, because my brothers listened to them loads, and I just listened to them, and I inspired to be somewhat of what they had.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you're getting the chance now, gents.
Yeah. Very, very fortunate for it.
Absolutely. Like, for example, when you go into a studio and Andreas Carlson's sitting there, and my listeners don't know, he's the man who wrote that song and every other song, like, in the last 25 years.
That's crazy.
You guys get auditioned by Savin, who wrote the One Direction back catalogue, like these guys.
And the rest.
And the rest, exactly. You name it.
Ellie Goulden.
Does it put more pressure on you guys, Cruz, that these are the people you're dealing with straight away? You're not going in and going, okay, there's a guy going to make a demo for you and see how it goes and then we'll bring it up the chat. Like, you're straight in at the top.
I feel like it's kind of a little confidence boost in a way because we're so lucky and we're so grateful to be working with such amazing producers so early into our career. And I feel like it's just such a blessing that we've been given this opportunity to even be in the same rooms as these people.
And I think we always try to make a personal connection with them as well. Yeah. So, you know, it's sort of like a good collaboration with them and it makes us more comfortable, makes them more comfortable, and it's always just a good process to work with them.
Yeah, there was definitely like, I mean, at the start, I think for all of us, we can agree, like being in with like Pooh Bear and Sovereign and Andres, it's like there is pressure, especially like when we recorded Bye Bye Bye, four of us weren't actually in the band.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think on
those tracks, like, and we still are recording like that, there's just so much hunger from us because we like, in that particular instance, four of us were like, we want to get into this band.
So you're giving and, everything.
Yeah, and every time it's like, we want to impress this producer so we can keep working with them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It keeps us.
But the reality of a boy band or any vocal harmony group, whatever the makeup is, what needs to happen is the voices need to mix. So you could all be the best lead singers, but like, you think about NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, like, you know, I used to be a producer again years before, like around the time when Backstreet Boys were out and Max Martin was revealing secrets in Sound on Sound magazine. But one of the things he spoke about was how Brian's chorus vocals, he's the vocal of all the Backstreet Boys choruses, but there are 50 of him panned left and 50 of him panned right. Mm-hmm. So like, when you hear a Backstreet Boys chorus, you hear all the five of them singing. Yeah. But in reality, it's all Brian, you know. And then you guys, so some of you might be chosen to go, oh, you know what, you know, Sean, you're going to be the sound of the vocal, or Josh, it's going to be you that's going to do the chorus. Like, so you have to kind of manage those egos and things as well. That like, okay, you get your solo on the track, but maybe all the choruses will be one of you or will be two of you. You know what I mean? Is that difficult, Nicholas, to navigate?
I mean, I feel like with the course of time, of course, like being in a boy band, like you said, it is something that like surges through it. But at the same time, like Crew said, we're just grateful to be like working with these producers and for them to be giving like their songs to us. So at the same time, we put a lot of trust in their experience and like their decades of being in this industry. So at the end of the day, it is up to the producers as well.
Well, speaking of putting trust in, Angel, what do we know about this, boys? Because I've heard it. I'm not allowed to play it, but it is a hell of a song.
Thank you very much. That comes out on March 6th, so we're really excited for that.
Yeah. Okay. It's so good.
Thank you.
We recorded that. We had a trip to Nashville, which ended up going as a catastrophe. We recorded that with Julian Bonetta for the first two.
It was a catastrophe because a few of us got ill.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
so we
okay.
recorded that track in the first couple of days, and then literally like 2 days later a lot of us were out for the count, and then we ended up getting Julian and his family sick as well, which
because I thought you were going to tell me a story about how seven of you just went out in the town in Nashville and that's what got you sick, but this was something else entirely.
I wish that was the story.
Very quickly before I let you go, I wish I could talk to you all day. There's boy band history written all over the universe, right? And what happens is someone leaves and then the band breaks up, and then they hold a press conference and they're going back together and they're touring, and you've seen it with NSYNC, still waiting for those boys to get back together properly. We had the song on the Trolls soundtrack, that was it. Backstreet Boys have done it. That have just released their whole documentary series about, which is phenomenal. You've got Boyzone going back doing shows, you've got Westlife, members in, members out. Are you worried at all? Like, who's going to be the first one to leave this band?
I think
you can admit it. Come on, don't give me one of these media trained answers now.
It's not a media trained answer because I think if you're watching and you're a fan, you know that we're not very well media trained. So, coming from the heart, genuinely, we're just starting off, aren't we? We're just getting to grips with our career and just on the first few footsteps of this hopefully very long path. So talking about leaving the band is definitely not in any of our heads right now.
That's a great answer.
We and have also, a 10-year pact.
You have a 10-year pact. Yeah. I love that. But also, you've seen those bands on the other side of all this drama come back. They're still massively relevant today. Yeah.
Exactly.
So whatever very happens true. Along the way, we'll have December 10 for as long as possible.
Let's go.
Boys,
yeah. Yeah.
Great to see you. Thanks so much for coming
thank
in.
So much.
Thank you for the show. Big love for everybody. Thanks so much,
guys.
Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.